maybe you put this message on speaker so that it would be loud, you know, even though you don't have a pastor there. But, you know, as you listen to the word, just as if you have a pastor there preaching in the comfort of your home. But you got to set aside a time. You got to set aside a time. For us, it's 10:30, right? We set aside a time. And even though those who cannot come in person, the messages may not be live. It's not a live broadcast. But the Word of God is just as fresh as you hear it the first time. And you all are, you know, witnesses of how fresh the Word of God is. It's not bound by time. Even messages that was preached, say, a few months back, right? You know, it brings such fresh blessings, like the blessing is just fresh for you to listen to the Word again. So I encourage people, right, to listen to the Word again and again, and be blessed by the Holy Spirit. And not neglecting the time of coming together as a church. Even if only two or three people in the couch with your own family members, listening to the Word that the Lord has put in my heart today to share with you. Amen? You are having a church. Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. I just want to let people know, whether people who may have seen my face in person, or people all over the world who might be listening to this message today, you know, Pastor Henry has never met you in person. But I want to let you know that the Lord loves you, and the Lord has put the word that He wants to share with you in my mouth. As if I'm in person with you right now, sharing and beholding the progress of your growth. So I just want to let you know, for people both that see me you know, in person, and people who do not see me in person, that I pray for you, that I remember you in my prayers, and that I'm rejoicing with you that as you continue to allow the Word of God to continue to grow in your heart, it will produce good fruits in your life. The fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace that money cannot buy. And so I just want to sort of addressing, you know, all the flock of God that the Lord has sort of wanting me to watch over and to feed. I want to let you know that you are in my prayers. Amen. I remember you in my prayers. And I just want to continue to be watching over your souls. Not lording over your life, like calling you up every day and checking on you, what have you done lately? That's not my role. That's not the role of a pastor. The role of a pastor is not to lord over you. My role as a pastor to watch over your soul is to feed you. That's how I watch over your soul, is to give you food for your soul. To watch over your soul is to feed you with good spiritual word. Of course, you can read your own Bible, of course, but God ordained pastors. God ordained shepherds. Because God knows that His sheep needs under shepherds. But the one great shepherd, we all have one same access to Him, and His name is Jesus Christ. So Pastor Henry is not a pope. I'm not a pope. You don't go through me. You go directly to the Lord, because there is only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. But God ordained pastors. That means God ordained a pastor to be your servant, not to lord over you. We are the delivery boy of God's good food. We are the delivery boy. So I just want to encourage you. The word today is going to be in line with the appetizers today, about the importance of making sure that you have a local pastor, or you have a pastor. When I say local, you know, during this time when everybody has to be confined in their house pretty much, And they're not always, you know, churches around locally that you feel like that's where God calls you to be. For people, even as far as in Michigan, for example, who don't have a local church that you feel like this is where God really wants me to be, well, have a local church in the comfort of your couch as you set aside every Sunday at 10:30 to listen to the pastor that you want to listen to online, even through the message that you hear from your phone or whatever. I want to let you know that God wants you to be a sheep with a shepherd, not to be a sheep without a shepherd. That kind of saddens the heart of the Lord. One of the things that saddens the heart of Jesus more than anything, of course, he's saddened by sin, right? People say, well, God is saddened because of people's sin. God is grieved because people are living in sin. Well, why do they live in sin? Because they don't have a shepherd. It's like a sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus' heart is not so much as condemning people. Why do you live in sin? His heart is more like, why don't you submit yourself to a pastor, a shepherd that I have assigned to you, right? So that you can be well taken care of. And when you're well taken care of, the propensity to do something wrong, the propensity to let your emotions to run all over you will be as minimum as possible, right? And the more you are under the good shepherding of a pastor, an earthen vessel, a delivery boy, the under-shepherd, a servant. Again, a pastor is not someone who is lording over you or greater than you. They're just servants for Jesus' sake, to wash your feet, to feed you, to take care of you. That's what a shepherd is that God has already assigned to His flock. So I just want to make sure that everyone who's listening to my word today, you are listening to this message not by accident. Perhaps God wants you to be shepherded, right, by this earthen vessel. Even though I cannot be in person right there with you, but it does not matter. By Holy Spirit in you, right, God is able to still administer the word and allow me to watch over your souls by praying for you. So those who are listening to me, you are a sheep with a shepherd. You're not a sheep without a shepherd. Okay, your pastor is the delivery boy. The job of a local pastor is never to point you to himself. You know, my job is never to point you to Pastor Henry or this pastor or that pastor. My job is to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And your job, your part, is to submit. Because when you submit to your local pastors that God has already assigned unto you, you are doing yourself a favor, the Bible says, because the local pastors are there to watch over your souls as someone who need to be accountable someday, who must give account. So don't make my job harder. Okay? I'm asking you. Okay? Don't make my life harder or make my job harder by not submitting to the authority that the Lord has vested in me. How do you practically submit yourself? Practically, I'm going to be listening to the word that the Holy Spirit preached through Pastor Henry. With the abundance of teachings online, there can also be confusion. It does not necessarily mean that your pastor is always right. No, your pastor is still growing. Your pastor is still growing in the revelation of the Lord, right? But there has to be a home church for you. You know, the analogy is like this. No matter how good and delicious eating out, going to a fine dining restaurant, there is nothing like a home cooked meal. There's nothing like your home church spiritual food, if you will, that God has already assigned for you through the local pastors He has already assigned unto you. You know, no matter how wonderful food that you enjoy, you know, the fast food or some of the restaurants that you enjoy, right? You always go back to your mother's cooking. You always go back to the food that you used to enjoy when you grow up. That's the way that God designed it to be, that the sheep is supposed to have a home church, a local pastor that watches over you. Amen? And of course, during this difficult time, at this time where everybody needs to be confined in their home, God makes it easy for us to have home churches. Because everybody, pretty much at this time, you know, they meet at homes with only one or two people, right? And I just want to let you know that I believe I was called to be a pastor since the age of 9. And now I just realize that I was baptized in the Holy Spirit praying in tongues around the age of 9. I already started recording myself messages doing teaching around the age of 9. I started to record myself doing teachings at the age of 9. So it's a calling that God has put in my life. And God does not deviate from His calling. I went astray at some point in my life, but He is always faithful to bring me back. I'm where I am today only by the grace of the Lord Jesus. My life is not perfect. Again, I'm not pointing you to myself, but Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, you've got to see the good fruits in your pastor's life. Even though you follow Jesus directly, but your pastor has to have the fruits that you say, Father, I don't want that in my life. That is a clear sign that is likely the pastor that God has put under you because to serve you, not to lord over you. Again, I'm just very blessed, you know. I'm pastoring some of the best flocks that the Lord has already assigned. And I just want to let you know how proud I am of you, including those who are not able to come in person. Because, you know, I know those that have been really, really feeding on the word of Christ, I've seen fruits, I've seen changes in their lives, and all glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Again, I'm just the delivery boy, but even the delivery boy is happy whenever the customer, if you will, is happy with the hot pizza, right? I mean, that means I do a good job delivering the pizza still hot. And fresh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, my life is really, really blessed by the word, even the same word of Christ that you are listening. And I've seen good fruits in my life. But make sure, don't allow pride to come into your life. Always have a listening heart. Always have a listening heart. Okay, part 16, Ephesians 1:16. This is from King James Version Bible. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I want you to look at the word cease not. That's amazing. That's the advantage of having a pastor, is you have someone who can cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. This is, I believe, a special gift that the Lord has given for local pastors. Whoever the local pastors that the Lord has put in charge over your life, that pastor has a gift to be able to cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. This is a supernatural prayer that you can only get by having someone who watch over you, the under-shepherd that God has given you to be a blessing for your edification and not for your destruction. To the pastors, I believe, to the local pastors, the Lord has given the ability for that local pastor to be able to cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So the key word is cease not, and the other key words are my prayers. This is Apostle Paul's pastoral prayers. So I want to let you know, I have the gift of God to be praying for you all the time. Amen. I have the gift of God to be praying for you all the time. All right? Now, number one, I already told you, as good as your local pastors are, your local pastors are only human. They are earthen vessels. They have weaknesses. They make mistakes. You cannot put your faith in your local pastors, although you want to obey, be submissive. If there are things that are not clear, just go to your local pastors, ask for clarification. Instead of getting offended with your pastor, oh, you know, I'm not going to listen to him anymore. I believe he's preaching heresy, that kind of stuff. No, don't be like that. You're shooting your own foot whenever you do that. Remember, your local pastors are human, or your local Bible study leaders, they are humans. They have daily challenges in their family. They have daily cares. And yes, your pastors also have the flesh. Your pastors still have the flesh. They're not perfect, all right? That's why it's good to have the flock to pray for their pastors. Please,
yes.
If Pastor Henry is your pastor, the best thing or one of the best things that you can do for your pastor is not to give him money. Pray for him. Okay? So pray for Pastor Henry as much as the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to pray, because God has given me the ability to cease not, the Bible says, to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That means I can cover you 24/7 as your local pastors. As great as your pastor is, no one, let me repeat, no one can take the position of the only one great shepherd, and that is your Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your Lord Jesus Christ is number one.
Uno.
Okay? Number uno. Okay? And then, yes, you submit to the local authorities. Don't have the rebellious spirit, which is witchcraft, the Bible says,
yes.
Idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But remember, Jesus is number one, but Jesus ordained local shepherds.
Yes.
He ordained local pastors for your benefit, not for your destruction. It is for your edification. Because I just showed you from scripture here, those who have a local pastor, those who have a pastor, right? They have someone who can cease not to give thanks for them, making mention of them in their prayers. In other words, the will of Jesus in heaven does not automatically happen without a human being here on earth. Remember, God has given dominion on earth to men.
Yes.
Even God cannot do whatever He desired without the cooperation of a human being here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why without a human pastor, even though God's will for you is to prosper, God's will for you is to be in good health, God's will for you is to have a wonderful, harmonious relationships with your family, it is God's will for you to have a good night's sleep. These are all the will of God in heaven, but the will of our loving Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who is now at the right hand of God in heaven, does not automatically happen here on earth without a human cooperation here. Specifically in the context of a local church, God channels the anointing, the blessing from the head down through the beard. The beard is talking about the elders. The elders are talking about the pastors to be your servant, to give you the word of God, to watch over you. And then from the beard, it flows down to the rest of the body. That's how the anointing of the high priest Aaron is described in the old covenant. Oh, how beautiful when brothers and sisters gathered together in unity on Mount Zion.
Yes.
For there, God has commanded His blessing, even life forevermore. When brothers and sisters gathered together as a church, that's a picture of a church, right? In the Old Covenant, this is actually a word of prophecy in the Old Covenant. How beautiful it is when Christians come together in one unity. That means I don't have any hard feelings against this sister. I don't have any hard feelings against this brother. I don't have any hard feelings against anybody. And if you have any hurt, forgive quickly as Jesus has already forgiven you for your sake. Because when you hold grudges, when you hold bitterness against a brother, like I already said before, not just pastors, obviously, everybody in the church, they have the flesh still, so they can still make mistakes. They can sometimes still blurt something that they did not mean to say, but because they were so stressed out or they were fearful, they said something wrong. And you can show grace to them because they don't know any better,
yeah.
Right? Especially those in the body of Christ. And God says how beautiful it is, a church like that, when they are in unity, because God says, I'm going to command my blessing. There's one thing. It's one thing to ask God to bless you. It is another when God says, I'm going to command my blessing. When God commands the blessing, you're going to get it. Okay? Sooner or later, you're going to get it. And that happens in the context of a church coming together in unity. And God says the anointing flows from the head of Aaron because the oil is poured on his head, right? And then what happens? When the oil of the Holy Spirit flows, it will gonna drip down through the beard. The beard is a picture of the elders. Elders does not have to be old people. Elders just means a pastor. And then from the elders, the oil, what? Flows down to the rest of the body.
Yeah.
So it is for your benefit to remember to pray for your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your pastor is blessed, look at the picture of the oil here, right? From the head down to the beard, who's next? You. Whatever messages that you're hearing, even though there might be 10,000 other instructors out there, you have only one pastor, and your one pastor is letting you know Jesus is your one great pastor and your one great apostle. And make sure all the messages that you hear is all about Jesus Christ and not about men. It's not about Pastor Henry pointing to himself. None of that. It's all about Jesus Christ and His blood. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let's look at the next verse here, Hebrews 7:25, NIV Bible. This is the next verse. Therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Wow! Look at the word save completely. It says Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. I already told you before, the will of God in heaven does not automatically happen. If you believe the will of God automatically happens here on earth without human cooperation, there will be no hospitals today. So it's very obvious that Jesus' desire here, according to Hebrews 7:25, is to save you completely. What does it mean to save you completely? God wants to save your soul. Remember, you're made up of spirit, soul, and body. You're not just soul and body, like an animal soul and body. You have a spirit. And your spirit is born again the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus. You have eternal life. Now, the Bible says here in Hebrews 7:25, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Before your body can be so healthy and strong, God wants your soul to be saved. Although it can happen that once a person is physically whole, then their soul is able to focus on the Word easier, because it's difficult to focus on the Word when you have toothaches all day long. How can you focus on the Word? If you have toothaches all day long, right? God wants to heal your toothaches now. Right? So everyone under the sound of my voice, if you need physical miracles so that you can focus on the Word, receive your healing right now. I'm releasing healing in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be clean of your toothaches.
Yeah.
Maybe there's someone who's having a toothache that's been bothering you. Well, by the word of the Lord, I command that toothaches to be gone. Be healed in Jesus' name. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I also, by the word of knowledge, I see someone who's listening to me right now with a sore throat. You've lost part of your voice because you've been coughing a lot. No, it's not coronavirus. Just because you have a lot of coughing doesn't mean you have coronavirus. In the name of Jesus, your throat is healed. Also, your lungs is healed right now. In the name of Jesus, you are able to breathe easier right now. Starting now, receive your healing right now. And your coughing is gone in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I speak healing over your body.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, you are healed. And you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You are healed in Jesus' name. So, I loved it when God is moving powerfully like that. That was a physical anointing. But God's norm is God wants your soul to prosper first so that your body can prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, He will do like what I just did just now. He will heal your body first so that you can easily concentrate without pain on what the Word of God is saying. But long term, if your soul is not prospering, the problem is going to come back again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not like you're losing your healing or God is mad at you and He's no longer healing you. The problem is not that. The problem is God wants your soul to prosper. Spirit, soul, body. Your spirit is saved, and now God wants your soul to be saved. Now look at Hebrews 7:25 closer again here. It says, He is able to save completely Now, the word save is the Greek word sozo. Sozo means to restore to health. So, I can say it this way. Jesus is able to restore your health completely. But just because He's able, it does not mean that His will is automatically done here on earth without human intervention. That means there's got to be someone here on earth that can be in agreement with the Lord so that His will is done here on earth as it is in heaven. God has given us here on earth an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, these fivefold ministers that God has ordained here on earth. Why? Why do you think God ordained them if everything happens automatically? Because God needs the apostles, God needs the prophets, God needs the evangelists, God needs the pastors and the teachers who would believe in His word that He is able to save completely those who come to God through Jesus because Jesus always lives to intercede for them. That means there's got to be someone here on earth who can be also always be living to intercede for them here on earth. And I just proven to you from scripture that an apostle like Apostle Paul or a local pastor has the ability to cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That means this gift has been given to someone to benefit you, to watch over your souls 24/7, so that His will, who desires for you to be healed completely 24/7, will be done so that you, beloved of God, can enjoy divine health 24/7.
Yes.
Do you see the connection now?
Yes.
And I've proven to you from scripture. I'm not making these things up.
Yes.
Your local pastor has the gift to be able to cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in their prayers. As the result, Jesus, who is able to heal you completely, can allow His will to be done in your life so that through your local pastor, you can enjoy even divine health 24/7. Do you see the relationship between heaven and earth? How you can make sure that earth and heaven is perfectly lined up? Is making sure here on earth, you have a priest. Just like in heaven, you have the great high priest who can be always living to intercede for you. This is not talking about intercessory ministries. Of course, Christians can pray for one another and interceding for one another. This is talking about the blessing that flows down from the head, down to the beard, the elders, and then down to the rest of the body. And I'm going to keep on reading here. I'm going to show you more why it is so important for you to make sure you are a part of a good local church. God believes in local churches. Because if He does not believe in local churches, He can just say to all the saints all over the world. No, He did not say that. He said to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. That's a town, that's a city. At Colossae, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Think about it. Who can be praying always for you 24/7 but the local pastors that God has ordained to be watching for your souls? Amen. So, beloved of God, I just want to encourage you to let you know Jesus is praying for you as your great high priest always. And He's able to completely heal your body. He's able to completely save you. And guess what? I'm in agreement with your great high priest here on earth as your pastor that you are to be completely healed. And the Holy Spirit has given me the ability to watch over your souls always by the grace that the Lord has given. Because even when I'm sleeping at night, some of you might say, well, pastor, how can you be praying for me 24 hours? Don't you sleep at night? Yeah, but my spirit is still awake, right? My soul and my body might be sleeping at night, right? But my spirit and the Holy Spirit is always awake. And the Holy Spirit can pray constantly, while I'm sleeping, to continue to pray. This is, I believe, the privilege that the Lord has given to Apostle Paul and also to leaders, the local pastors. I believe that. Amen. Well, where did you get the verse, Pastor, that you, as the pastor, has the ability to watch over the souls or the flocks that He has entrusted unto you, to the point where you can actually pray for them, that you can actually be always, you see the word, be always praying for them. Turn with me to Hebrews 13:17. Obey them, or in another translation, submit. Obey them that have the rule over you. In the Message Bible, it says, be responsive to your pastoral leaders. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Look, for they watch for your souls. They watch for your souls. Question, they watch for your souls. Is that past tense or is that a present tense?
Present tense.
You don't even have to study the Greek. Just look at the simple English structure here. They, your pastors, they watch for your souls. Present tense. Somehow, in the way that God ordained pastors, pastors have the ability to be watching for your souls. So that is what the Bible is saying. It says, submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Did you hear that? Don't make my job harder, okay? Yeah. The Bible is saying here, I want you, church, to help your pastors so that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. In other words, you are listening more to the word that the Holy Spirit spoke through your local pastors more than the 10,000 instructors that is out there available online. There are tons of stuff, but it can create confusions if it's not Holy Spirit driven. Amen? So that is what the Bible is saying here. God gives the pastors the privilege to watch for your souls, and it is for your profit. It is for your benefit, not to make their job harder. How can you go astray like the sheep that goes astray? You stop listening to the word. Then I cannot watch over you anymore. There are two primary ways that I watch over your souls. Don't expect Pastor Henry to be calling you and emailing you and checking you, how you're doing. Have you been watching too much junk online lately? Don't expect me to be watching your souls like that. I watch your souls practically by two primary means, and I have scripture to back me up. Number one, by praying for you always. Number two is by feeding you with the good word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the final verse, Acts 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves. This is Apostle Paul addressing the pastors or the leaders in the Ephesian church. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock. In other words, make sure you take good care of yourselves. Take heed to yourselves. Don't draw water only for other people. Make sure you draw water for yourself. Don't think about, oh, this is what I'm going to share for my Bible study, or this is what I'm going to talk about in my church. No, think about, that's for me. That's for me. And then once you are full, you don't have to worry about refreshing other people because you're so full of the word. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God. I want you to look at the word to shepherd. To shepherd, it means to supply the requisites for the soul's need in the Greek. What does it mean to shepherd? Not what have you been doing lately. That's not how you shepherd people, to control people. That's not how you shepherd people. It's to supply the requisites for the soul's need. To supply the requisites for the soul's need. That's how I watch for your soul. The Bible says, Hebrews 13:17, I am to watch for your soul. How do I watch for your soul? To supply the requisites for your soul's need. That's what it means to shepherd. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. That's something that God has given the privilege for the pastor, the local pastor, to do. This is how you watch over my flock. To feed them, not to beat them. To feed them with the good word of Christ. To remind them who they are. They have been purchased by Jesus' own blood. They are the righteousness of God in Christ. So, beloved of God, I'm going to close with the verse that I started.
the main entree verse, Ephesians 1:16, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers."